You know, I just notice things, and I pay attention and read a little bit, and I've followed you your whole career and stuff, and we've talked before. I think on the last it might have been on the Soundgarden King Animal cycle, if maybe I think so. But anyways, irregardless, you know, when we got the new single, I was on the radio here in Oklahoma City talking about your mandolin, and I said, you know, I'm really not surprised that you went with that, because you played spoons on Spoon Man. I mean, you're just thinking out of the box, you know, always going that direction, you know, being an artist, you know. And I think it'll translate when we get the full album. I'm really stoked to hear it. I mean, you know, you're a great artist, dude. And, you know, great Thank artists you. Don't want to be the do the same thing over and over again. And that's your true talent. I love you for it, man.
Thank you. Well, I think I separated that sort of the two sides of being a songwriter and a recording artist when I was pretty young. I was a big fan of AC/DC.
Yep.
And I actually bought their first album. I had to get it as an import because they didn't release it in the U.S.
Oh, in Australia?
So it was really expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went to an import section of the record store. So it was like somebody with facial piercings that had
right.
never been in the sun. Those are the guys that know what to order
right.
as imports. And this guy did. And so I fell in love with that first record, and then that was Dirty Deeds. And then you know, I realized as they put out records that they had a philosophy, which was this is what we do, and this is what we like. And you know what? Every time you buy our albums, you know that we will not steer you wrong. It's always going to be this, and it's awesome,
mm-hmm.
and we're the best at it. And I agreed, and they are the best at it. And myself, I sort of leaned in the other direction of what it felt like when I was a little kid listening to Beatles albums, where they were sort of the opposite.
Right.
Like, it's all of us, and I just got back from India, and check this out. And I just like, you know, stripped down 50s rock right now, so check this out. And
mm-hmm.
everyone was doing whatever they wanted, and more importantly, singing in whatever voice they felt like.
Right.
Paul McCartney would sing Yesterday because he wrote a song called Yesterday, and that's what that's supposed to sound like. And now he's singing Helter Skelter, and
right.
it's going to sound like this because this is what it's supposed to sound like.
Right.
He wrote it that way.
Yeah.
And that, I decided I fell on that side of do whatever you want and sing in the way that is appropriate for the song. And don't worry about identity to the degree that everyone always gets what you're doing. That's not the point. The
right.
point is that you're making music, you're writing songs. I'm still a huge AC/DC fan, though.